It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. A wide-ranging elections bill that would block public university students from voting early on campus, among other changes, advanced in the Iowa Senate last week. IPR state government reporter Katerina Sestarnik is with us, as she is most Mondays when the legislature is in session. Good morning, Katerina.
Good morning, Clay.
Now, this bill would make polling places close an hour earlier during general elections. There would be stricter deadlines for mail-in ballots. Why are Republican senators who advanced this saying these changes are needed?
Republican Senator Robbie Smith is the senator who's been leading the charge on this, and he says it's all about uniformity and transparency in elections across the state, making sure that they continue to be fair and safe elections. A lot of other things are in the bill, though, that Democrats and various organizations say are discriminatory and will restrict voting rights. One of those things is signature verification on absentee ballots. That would affect senior citizens and people with disabilities, according to some opponents of this bill, because you know, their signatures are changing, their physical abilities are changing, and their signature might not look the same a year later. There's also provisions that are affecting students of public universities. So Iowa State, University of Northern Iowa, and the University of Iowa, there would be no satellite voting stations allowed on state-owned property. So that means no early voting on those campuses. Students of these universities would also have to fill out a new form to say if they're leaving after graduation. If they say they're leaving the state after graduation, the state would cancel their voter registration.
All right. Doesn't this Senate bill run counter to a bipartisan bill that passed in the House?
It does. The House has a bill with a narrow focus on mail-in ballots. It would require all the counties to use the same mail tracking system for these ballots to make sure that all of them that are mailed on time are counted. That has bipartisan support in the House. They think it'll prevent what happened in a Northeast Iowa election in which Republicans said they couldn't count 29 ballots because they didn't have the right kind of mail barcode on them. So basically, the House bill could make it easier for mail-in ballots to get counted, and the Senate bill could make it more difficult.
You've also been reporting on a bill that would make it mandatory for businesses to use the federal E-Verify program to check the legal status of immigrants before they were hired. Where does this bill stand?
It passed a Senate committee with Republicans and one Democrat voting for it. So now it's eligible for debate by the full Senate, but it's not clear if Senate leaders will bring that up for a vote. And it's based on Republicans who say that they can hold businesses in Iowa accountable even if the federal government can't get anything done on immigration policy. And they're saying that if a business would hire undocumented workers under this law, they could revoke or suspend the business license of those employers.
Let's quickly talk about a couple other issues that moved forward last week. A limited death penalty bill advanced in the Senate. What does this bill do?
It would reinstate the death penalty for someone who kidnaps, rapes, and murders a child. So it has to be all three of those offenses in one. The bill is eligible for debate by the full Senate. Not sure if it will be debated. The last time a full chamber of the Iowa legislature debated a death penalty bill was in the 1990s.
Also, explain the debate over expanding medical marijuana use in the state. There's a bill moving forward, but it's not a big change, or is it?
House lawmakers have advanced a bill that would allow more potent medical marijuana products to be sold. This has been a big issue raised by people who use medical marijuana for either themselves or their children. The bill would also do some other things. It wouldn't be a major expansion, but medical marijuana proponents say it's a step in the right direction, especially in the Iowa House. Those lawmakers have been a lot less supportive than the Senate of expanding the program.
IPR state government reporter Katerina Sestarnik, thank you.
Thanks, Clay.